In the readings today, there are two points that we want to look at. In the first reading, we are told about Susanna, and she is a God-fearing and holy woman. And yet we look at what God allowed to happen to her, that she was falsely accused, she was even condemned to death, and she was on the way to execution before God intervened to save her life. That's a pattern that you're going to recognize in the lives of the saints. It's a pattern you're going to recognize in your own life if you're striving to grow in holiness. If you're developing the prayer life and growing, and God wants you to grow in trust, He's going to push it. And so there is a point at which you think is a particular deadline, whatever that might be. God just laughs at that because, of course, we always set the deadline a couple of weeks before it really needs to be there. And He'll push it. And He'll continue to push it. And He'll continue to say, "Do you trust me?" And we have to keep saying yes. And then He pushes it further. "And do you trust me?" If we say yes, He pushes it further. That's exactly what He did with Susanna. She continued to trust in the Lord. And that's exactly what each one of us has to learn to do as well. We may be falsely accused as she was. It may be some other circumstance. We have no idea how God's going to work. It can be financial things. It can be moral things. It can be medical things. Whatever it is, God knows what's the best way for us to be able to grow. He also knows what's the most difficult areas in our lives. We always like to think that we can grow more in the easy areas. I do this well, so why don't you test me in that area? Because you do it well, you don't need to be tested in that area. He's going to test in the areas you don't do well so that you can do better in them, so that you can grow in strength. So we see that in the first reading. The second reading, the gospel reading, we hear about this woman caught in adultery. And when our Lord challenges the people that let the first among you without sin cast the first stone, they all walk away. And when the Lord is alone with the woman, He asks, "Did no one condemn you?" And she said, "No." And He said, "Neither do I." Now, if we stopped at that point, we could look at it and go, "See, God doesn't care what I do. He doesn't condemn me. He's okay with me committing adultery or doing any other disgusting or stupid thing that we do." No, that's not the point at all. Because He looked at the woman and said, "Go and sin no more." God wants to forgive us. He doesn't want to condemn us. If we don't want to be forgiven, we're going to get the condemnation. But if we seek His mercy, if we seek His forgiveness, then we can be assured of that mercy. It's the very reason He came into this world, was to take away our sins. And so it comes down again to that point of trust. Do we really trust that that's what He's going to do? So many people are afraid to go to confession because they don't trust the Lord. There's nothing to fear. I mean, think about it. 2 minutes to get down on your knees and say, "I have sinned and here's what I did," or an eternity in hell because you refused to humble yourself and open yourself to God's mercy. Is it really worth 2 minutes of humility? That's the point all of us have to look at. It's not always easy. It's certainly not fun to have to confess what we've done if it's something big. But if it's going to save our soul from eternity, and if it's actually going to help us to grow in humility, it's a win-win situation for us. The Lord is merciful. He wants to forgive your sins. But you have to want your sins forgiven. That's the point. Because He's going to look at us then and say, I do not condemn you either, but go and sin no more. That's the condition. We have to strive to amend our lives. So trust in the Lord. whether it's growing in trust in the sense like Susanna did, or whether it's trusting in his mercy, humbling ourselves and confessing our sins, whatever it may be, we need to keep our focus on him. We need to trust him, and we need to know that he is merciful, that he will take care of us if we are willing to trust.